You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Topic: The Truth Will Set You Free. The following message was presented in 2011 on September 11th, 10 years after that dreadful day where the United States was attacked by Muslim extremists. Now, we thought that something like this would never happen again. But then, in 2023, on October 7th, our Jewish, Messianic, Christian, and other brothers and sisters were attacked in an even more horrific way by Chamas, a Muslim terrorist faction financed by the Iranian regime. Today is September 11th, 2011. For me personally, a day with many emotions and with many memories. This whole week, I've really been involved in praying for the victims and emergency responders for the Bastrop fire, and at the same time, I've been heavy-hearted and dreading this day. Jumping forward. It has been 23 years now since our country was attacked. And then when we think about all those who've lost their lives, idiots are crawling out of the woodwork, spewing their hatred, rhetoric, and conspiracies instead of giving the people time to remember those who lost their lives during this attack. This year we see more than in many years Israel being under attack, and people fighting for their freedom in the so-called Arab Spring. John 8:30, 38, New International Version, 1984. Even as he spoke, many put their faith in him. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are ready to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you do what you have heard from your father." But my dear friends, what is really the truth behind all this? What and who sets free whom? Sets free whom from what? In our society, many people celebrate all kinds of feasts, memorials, remembrances, etc. Some of these feasts have been passed down, and some of them are newly created, but we love our time off for one thing or another. Thus the reason to teach and learn well, while at the same time placing the age-old values of the Bible into our current time. At Eagle Wings Charismatic Ministries International, we always encourage bringing your Bible and reading everything we talk about in context. We need to study the word like a Berean. Acts 17:10, 12, Amplified Bible. "Now the brethren at once sent Paul and Silas away by night to Beroea, and when they arrived, they entered the synagogue of the Jews. Now these Jews were better disposed and more noble than those in Thessalonica, for they were entirely ready and accepted and welcomed the message concerning the attainment through Christ of eternal salvation in the kingdom of God, with inclination of mind and eagerness, searching and examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Many of them therefore became believers, together with not a few prominent Greeks, women as well as men." The Bereans were the inhabitants of the city of Berea, also known in the Bible as Beroea, and now known as Veria in what is today northern Greece. A group of people that were well prepared and researched the words that they heard, and with that, many became new believers. So why is it that in our current society, we just accept things that are thrown to us in church, in the newspaper, and on TV and the internet? The so-called Arab Spring is nothing more than a fundamentalistic overtake of secular Muslim countries. It does not matter if they were dictatorial or democratic. Governments are displaced or killed, and organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood, which are run under the jihad by fundamentalistic Islamic clerics, are taking over, bringing Sharia law to these countries. The new constitution of Syria is available, and it is based on this Sharia law. Egypt is now under the control of people pushing for Sharia law. Israel keeps receiving more and more rockets, and the Palestinians are using the words of our president in their advertisements to push for the Palestinian state, with Israel going back to old, indefensible borders of 1967. We are told that all this is a fight for freedom, but is it truly? The Bible teaches us that Israel will be attacked from the north and from the south like a cloud that covers the land. As we have seen in person this last week, on that, there is no escape. Thousands of rockets have been shot towards Israel from the west, from the north and the south alike. Even with all of that, when we compare it to the words written in the book of Revelation, we know that will even be worse. Hard to imagine, crazy, is it not? Ezekiel 38, 14, 18, Amplified Bible. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, thus says the Lord God, in that day when my people Israel dwell securely, will you not know it and be aroused? And you will come from your place out of the uttermost parts of the north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great host, a mighty army. And you shall come up against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. In the latter days, I will bring you against my land, that the nations may know, understand, and realize me, when my holiness shall be vindicated through you, vindicated and honored in your overwhelming destruction, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus says the Lord God, are you he of whom I have spoken in olden times by my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days for years that I would bring you Gog against them? But in that day when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, my wrath shall come up into my nostrils. From this upcoming event prophesied in Ezekiel, we know that God has not forsaken his people and will stand up in anger. We also see that in the rockets that Iran fired at Israel, unfortunately, only one child was hurt and all other rockets were intercepted. Is it all the technology, or did God have a hand in this? I know that God has made sure that Israel had this technology. Isaiah 54, 1, 10, Jewish Publishing Society, Tanakh, 1917. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I have given Egypt as thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou art precious in my sight and honourable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee and peoples for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. The blind people that have eyes shall be brought forth, and the deaf that have ears. All the nations are gathered together, and the peoples are assembled. Who among them can declare this and announce to us former things? Let them bring their witnesses, that they may be justified, and let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall any be after me." Within the last couple of years, we see more and more prophecies being fulfilled, and with that, the tension on Israel getting greater and greater. At the same time, we also see that the amount of false prophets is growing, and our colleges are overrun by extremist Muslim ideology and those anti-God prophets. Do we need to stand against all of this? Yes, of course, to expedite God's kingdom by agreeing on the destruction of what we stand for and the people that He loves is not loving God. We do need to realize that the truth is given to us by His Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh of God. That truth is being referenced so many times in scriptures. Here are just a couple of examples. Psalm 91, 4, King James Version. "He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." 1 John 3:18, 24, Amplified Bible. "Little children, let us not love merely in theory or in speech, but in deed and in truth, in practice and in sincerity. By this we shall come to know, perceive, recognize, and understand that we are of the truth and can reassure, quiet, conciliate, and pacify our hearts in His presence whenever our hearts in tormenting self-accusation make us feel guilty and condemn us. For we are in God's hands. For He is above and greater than our consciences, our hearts, and He knows, perceives, and understands everything. Nothing is hidden from Him. And beloved, if our consciences, our hearts, do not accuse us, if they do not make us feel guilty and condemn us, we have confidence, complete assurance, and boldness before God. And we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we watchfully obey His orders, observe His suggestions and injunctions, follow His plan for us, and habitually practice what is pleasing to Him. And this is His order, His command, His injunction, that we should believe in, put our faith and trust in, and adhere to and rely on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and that we should love one another just as He has commanded us. All who keep His commandments, who obey His orders and follow His plan, live and continue to live, to stay and abide in Him and He in them. They let Christ be a home to them, and they are the home of Christ. And by this we know and understand and have the proof that He really lives and makes His home in us by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. 1 John 5, 6, Amplified Bible. "This is He who came by with water and blood, His baptism and His death, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, not by in the water only, but by in the water and the blood. And it is the Holy Spirit who bears witness, because the Holy Spirit is the truth." John 17:17, Amplified Bible. "Sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself, make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth." God is truth. His word, Jesus Christ, is truth. The Holy Spirit guides and gives truth. Knowing the truth will help us do the things that are right in God's eyes. Thus, it sets us free. Ephesians 6:10, 11a, Amplified Bible. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier which God supplies. Ephesians 6:16, 18, Common English Bible. Above all, carry the shield of faith so that you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Offer prayers and petitions in the Spirit all the time. Stay alert by hanging in there and praying for all believers. Ephesians 6:11b 12, Amplified Bible, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. This is the hard part. We are fighting in countries against people. The real battle, however, is the one for the spirit and the soul. Satan is slowly but surely infiltrating our schools and higher education all over the world, and with that, infiltrating the hearts and minds with extremism. Okay, I've been converted, I won't do this anymore. Words that are easy to say, however, we will never know how someone will feel deep down inside, in their hearts. John 8:31b-32. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Then you will know the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and the breath of God will set you free." Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.